This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2025-26 and the appropriation number 4 bill 2025. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and passing. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The legislation also seeks Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. The government has said that railway accidents in the country have been reduced by 90%. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the consequential train accidents during 2004-14 was 1,711, which has declined to 31 in 2024-25 and further to 11 in 2025-26. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said frequent patrolling of identified black spots and vulnerable sections are being jointly done by railwaymen, Railway Protection Force, GRP and civil police to prevent incidents. Mr. Vaishnaw said a GPS-based fog safety device is provided to loco pilots in fog-affected areas, which enables loco pilots to know the distance of the approaching landmarks like signals and level crossing gates. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw is briefing media regarding Cabinet's decisions. We now go live to the INB Minister's briefing.
Enlisting and housing census, which means कहाँ पे घर है, कितने देश में घर है, घर के अंदर क्या facilities है, पानी, बिजली, connectivity, कहीं पे कोई vehicle है किसी के पास, वो सब चीजें हाउस इनुमरेशन, हाउस लिस्टिंग और हाउसिंग सेंसस के नाम से गिनी जाती. दैट बिकम्स द रेफरेंस फॉर पॉपुलेशन इनुमरेशन. कितने घर है उससे रेफरेंस बनता है पॉपुलेशन इनुमरेशन का. सो हाउस लिस्टिंग एंड हाउसिंग सेंसस विल बी डन बिटवीन अप्रैल टू सितंबर 2026 और इसमें राज्य सरकारों के साथ काम किया जाएगा. राज्य सरकार जिस महीने में कंफर्टेबल हो उस हिसाब से इसका डिसीजन लिया जाएगा. वी बिलीव इन कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म. प्रधानमंत्री जी हमेशा कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म की बात करते हैं. कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म में उसके तहत इवन दो इट्स ए यूनियन सब्जेक्ट, केंद्र सरकार और राज्य सरकार मिलकर जिन पर्टिकुलर डेज में हाउस लिस्टिंग और हाउसिंग सेंसस होगा वो ऑपरेशन HLO हाउस लिस्टिंग ऑपरेशन की डेट्स तय करेंगे.
दिस वॉज INB मिनिस्टर ब्रीफिंग मीडिया रिगार्डिंग कैबिनेट्स डिसीजंस. The government has said that crop production in the country has increased by 44% during the last 10 years, marking a significant milestone. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said it has been possible due to use of new seed varieties, modern technologies and improved farming practices between 2014 and 2024. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess preparedness for the upcoming fog window of the winter schedule. In a social media post, the minister said that all stakeholders, including Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Airport Authority of India, airport operators, airlines and Central Industrial Security Force, have been instructed to ensure full compliance, fix accountability and implement strict SOPs for fog operations. In Assam, the Special Investigation Team or SIT of Assam Police has submitted a 3,500-page charge sheet in the case concerning the death of singer Zubeen Garg before the Chief Judicial Magistrate, Guwahati. The case, initially registered by the Criminal Investigation Department, is being probed under sections related to criminal conspiracy, culpable homicide not amounting to murder and causing death of negligence. A 212-run partnership for the second wicket between Vaibhav Suryavanshi and Aaron George helped India to set a victory target of 434 for UAE in the opening match of ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.